Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Here on Talk Radio 1210, we'll speak in a moment with Dawn Kiefer, who is the head of the Freedom Caucus in Harrisburg. Not here yet? I'm a little...
We're trying to reach for now.
All right.
No.
All right. 855-839-1210. President Trump playing off the garbage rationale of Joe Biden here. He did at the event last night when Marco Rubio announced it that Biden had just made those comments about Trump supporters. Look, he is the president of the United States. He's intimately involved. His policies, Kamala Harris. It is different than that comedian. I still don't like the comedian. I still don't like the gaffe of putting that idiot in there. But this is different. And it does several things. It stops the momentum on the whole thing of the comedian. It undercut Harris's speech last night, which essentially Fox News had it right. Elect me and I'll fix the things that I've broken. I mean, the advantage of being the VP and yet none of the baggage. All the baggage is on the president. She had nothing to do with anything as VP. Well, then why would she just automatically then be their nominee? It doesn't work that way. So this is a gift to have Biden, and they don't want Biden anywhere near a microphone or anything else for obvious reasons, to see how this plays out. Trump also had the so-called shadow senator. It's like a pretend senator from Puerto Rico there last night in Allentown supporting him. He had a lot of support from people. I'm sure it is... not exactly the type of thing that's helpful, having that comedian lead off. But this has really dominated the news cycle today. Coming up, too, Politico says how to finally abolish the Electoral College. Wait until you hear what they seemingly hope happens here in this election, and then we'll get rid of the Electoral College. I say never get rid of the Electoral College. It's genius. I put it up there as one of the biggest genius ideas of the founding fathers. Let's go to Joe in Hilltown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
No, thank you for taking my call. A lot of stuff really annoys me, but this really does, this voting stuff. I mean, people are waiting in line 2-3 hours. If you go there to vote the day you're supposed to, it takes a half an hour. You walk in, you vote, you talk to a couple people, you leave. Why do people make stuff so damn complicated and then bitch and moan about it?
Well, Joe, wait a minute, Joe. You're leaving out the part of it's going to be longer on Election Day, first of all. And also, we want to bank that vote. We want to see that that vote is in, because then the people chasing votes go after low-propensity voters. It's a strategy. Yep. Why do you think Democrats do it then? Why do you think they do it?
I understand, because they want it in early because a lot of people the last day change their mind or don't want to go. But where I vote, you vote on a paper ballot. I don't know if the rest of Pennsylvania is like this, because I vote in Hilltown.
Okay.
And it's a paper ballot there. You mark the ballot, and you walk over, you put it in the machine, and the machine counts it, and you can see if it counted your vote right there. And there's, so, I mean, I don't understand that unless...
Yeah, but Joe, you went right past it. Why do you think Democrats do this? They do this because anything can happen. You might even die, and you won't have a vote. Two, you're chasing voters. Some of them are low propensity. Sure. You put more resources to get them out there to vote. Because you know you've banked these other people, you don't continue to try to get them to the polls.
Oh, yeah, I understand. But the best thing, my idea would be, I don't care if you vote a week before. You have a Social Security number and you have your name. You vote your name, your Social Security number. You get an email back that says it was counted. It's in a computer. 2 minutes after the election's over, you can tell who the president is.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. All right. I don't know if we differ that much here, but one of the things that's happening with this early voting is voter ID. You have to identify yourself, which is a good thing. The Inquirer says the only takeaway from this is we ought to just have 30 days of election days, just like on election day. No. We don't want to go any farther than this. The reason why we're voting in this manner is because we're trying to get rid of the mail-in ballot and get rid of all this. But we don't have the power to do it. And that's why we're compromising. And I'm amazed at how well people have taken this and done it. So the Trump people are compromising. They realize those were Trump voters there mainly. And that's why there was such difficulty. Now, you may not have heard this. Here's the early voting. And I'll stop this, guys, a little bit into it. But here's early voting in Quakertown yesterday. With one woman activist, maybe several, I think we know one of them that was there, filming this. And part of me felt for the cop who's dragging this sign. The line ends here. You can't vote after that. It's only 1:45 or 2 o'clock or something in the afternoon. And part of me doesn't feel anything. I'm so angry seeing that yesterday. These police, particularly one who wasn't so friendly, engaged in this and telling American citizens following the law, we're not going to let you be in line. That's it. So is this a polling place or not a polling place? Well, it's whatever they say it is. And right now, as we speak, it's being argued in federal court in Doylestown. The only remedy for this, the RNC, I think Linda Kearns had a hand in it, is give them another day to vote. Even if it's a half day. It will be like a festival of people wanting to turn out and show them you're not going to stop us. That's why I hope you come. That's only one of many things involved here, but come to that rally in South Philly on Monday night. You'll feel good about it. It'll calm the anxiety. You'll be with like-minded people getting ready to turn out as many people as they can on election day. This is cut 6. Here's a little bit of the action in Quakertown.
I have a question. I have to bring someone here about 4 o'clock to vote. Are they going
to ask you to talk to this?
Are they going
to
turn everyone down?
I'm going to ask you to talk to this gentleman because the voting is closed right now.
It's closed.
I just want you to talk to this gentleman.
We have the right to vote until 4:30.
I got you. Here's
why is it closed?
Let me explain it to you.
Please.
Okay.
This is the cop now.
Very slow and grueling.
That doesn't matter if we're online.
Very slow and grueling.
It doesn't matter if we're online by 4:30. We have the right to vote.
The reason why it had to close was because a high volume of people wanted to do this. Slow and grueling.
Well, then they have to wait till everyone's.
They had to cut the line at 1:45.
They cut the line at 1:45.
1:45.
You hear that, everyone? They cut the line at 1:45. Voter fraud, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's stop it right there. That woman saying, no, it's not, is one of these people with the phony badge on saying there's something they're not. That's another thing. I realize we got the big fish with getting another day to vote. Who are these Democrats out there with lanyards on saying something when they're not? They're not officials of anything. They're there to try to dissuade people. All right, let's go to Representative Dawn Kiefer, who's been on the show before. She's the head of the House Freedom Caucus in Harrisburg. kind of modeled after the National Freedom Caucus. She joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Representative Kiefer, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Well, couple big things. One, that you may have a little bit more knowledge, and I'm trusting that in your role. What can you tell us about the voter registration fraud, Lancaster, then also Monroe, they're looking at it, and of course, York, and maybe across the Commonwealth? What are you trying to do about that?
Okay, so some of those, let's take a step. The first thing is the process is working because they caught these, right? So that's good news. And I believe the only ones confirmed that have fraudulent voters is you have Lancaster and Cambria. I think Luzerne, they have some suspicious ones there. York County identified some that they were suspicious about, but they won't know if they're fraudulent until they go through processing them. So they're going through all of those right now to make sure that they're legitimate. So with that, what we have called on with the Freedom Caucus, we called on the Secretary of State to rescind his it's a directive that was out there prior to him taking his role as Secretary of State. But rescind that directive at the Department of State that says basically you have to register voters even when you can't verify them, is what this says. And it tries to go to the HAVA, which is the Federal Help America Vote Act, and cite things there of why they have to register these votes even when they can't verify them, which is utter nonsense. It's a manipulation of the law. So we've called on him to rescind that directive to the counties so that they can do their jobs. And then we've called on him to direct the counties to review all voter registrations that have been received between June 1 and October 21st, and to make sure that they have all been verified, because you are inundated in the counties, and some of them are just rubber stamping them. They're not doing their due diligence that the law requires.
Oh, well, very good. Absolutely on that. Now, the other thing, I'm not sure where you are, if you're aware, probably, though, you are, of what's happening here in Bucks, Delco, and somewhat in Montgomery County, maybe other places too, Dawn, where they slow walked it big time. They, I believe, illegally shut down what is the law that if you're in line at 5 o'clock, you get to have your vote counted. I mean, we're encouraging people to use mail-in balloting, and they're just showing up willing to put up with 2 and 3 hours wait, and they're not allowed to vote. What are your thoughts on that, and what at your level can be done to try to reform this?
Okay, so we need to back up a little bit. We have two ways to vote. You can vote in person on election day, or you can do mail voting. Now, that has been manipulated where you can go in and do this over-the-counter voting in the same day. That's where you go in, you request the ballot, receive the ballot, complete it, and return it. It's not counted, but it's return it, so you've now cast it. And so this process that they have allowed for this over-the-counter, the counties are not funded or equipped to do it. And so the GOP, I know there's been huge efforts out there to direct everybody go into the election office, you know, and do it all same day and, you know, prior to. So they are inundated. It is a laborious and manual process because each person that comes up and makes the request has to complete the application, the mail ballot application, right? And then they have to verify them. So they have to wait and, you know, send that through all the systematic verification tools that they have. And then once it's received, they're completing it and doing all that. And so this is a long process that's there. So it's not fraud. I heard one of the videos like, this is fraud. It's not fraud. It's called, you know, it's access. It's a challenge of access, right? That's there. But honestly, it should be that, you know, we didn't bastardize the process the way it has, this over-the-counter. Is this what we're pushing for, early voting? Is that what we really want? Because what you're going to get is they're going to change the law and say, oh, yeah, we're going to extend all the hours. Now we have early voting, so it's not election day. It's a freaking, you know, three month election. And then we're going to trust that the
county. Well, wait a minute. Let me challenge you on that, though, Dawn. I hear what you said, and I like how you cleaned it up, and I like your passion on it, too. I am opposed to the 30-day thing. That's why we have to elect more people like you to stop it in Harrisburg. But, Dawn, we are at this point in time here where we have to have these people vote in this manner. Otherwise, they don't trust the Postal Service, et cetera. So our methodology was to get them there, because it's hard for people like me and probably for you to give up voting on Election Day. I think there's a great good to do that. This was the compromise to do it.
Right, right. So then do your application. You know, put it in your regular mail ballot application.
Okay.
And then do it normally, right? And then return it in person. Go to your election
right.
office
okay.
and return, complete it and return. I wouldn't trust the mail. At this point, I'm directing all of my constituents, do not put it in the mail at this point. If you still have your mail-in ballot application or your mail-in ballot that you've received because you already applied and you've received it back and you haven't mailed that, do not put it in the U.S. Postal Service. Take it directly to the county and submit it. I know the counties that don't have drop boxes are doing extended hours either at their county election office or at their courthouses. I know we have a manned collection site at the courthouse with the sheriff's officer there at the collection box, and you can return your ballot.
Okay. All right, fair
enough.
There's
a process there.
So give me a sense between now and Election Day or beyond, what are you looking at here as far as election integrity through the Freedom Caucus in Harrisburg?
So there's several issues that are going on that are, I believe, are bigger issues. So first of all, I want the Secretary of State to have these counties assure that all of those voter registrations have been verified.
Okay.
Right. That's what the law requires. So that's number one. And I have reached out to the county party saying, hey, are you guys directing and requesting, demanding that the secretary do that as well? It's my understanding that the former election director of Luzerne County, that's a train wreck, she works for this activist group and submitted something like 2,000 voter registration applications that were dated from back in June.
Okay.
So I want to make sure I want every one of those verified like the law requires. Okay, so that's the number one issue. Number two is, as you may have seen, because you're in the Southeast, Montgomery County put out this statement saying, hey, your envelopes that you got may be sealed,
yep.
outer and inner.
Humidity,
it's okay.
Dawn. It's humidity.
Yeah. I know. And so while this may have happened in the past, very infrequently, right, but never have they put out a directive, again, a guidance from the Secretary of State that says, hey, just tape it closed and mail it back. We're going to accept it. That is a tampered ballot. That is a tampered ballot. The law doesn't allow you to do that. And so, again, how can you make these broad swath directives that just fly in the face of what the election code says? So, again, I've asked our party chair to call on Secretary of State to guide these counties to say, listen, to make sure that no voter is disenfranchised, when we receive a ballot that has tape on it, we are going to contact that voter and give them an opportunity to cure the ballot.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I don't want to disenfranchise anybody who legitimately has one of these, envelopes that has,
yes.
That they're going to cure. But let's make sure they cure it so that they know we both have confidence, A, that nobody tampered with their ballot, and they know that, oh, yeah, I never said that in tape on it.
I gotcha.
Right? So that's the concern that we have there. So that's the integrity of the process. And so that what we need to do is, we need to file immediately an injunction to have this stopped. That they're not doing that. That they are curing those ballots and assuring that there's integrity in the process. If you want people to have faith in the system, then do things that are transparent and have accountability.
I'm going to bring them up tomorrow, and if there's anything we see there, we'll report back to you. I have them on tomorrow. I've had them on a couple times.
Okay.
And your question coming from you is something that we will bring up.
Yeah, and then the last thing is this UOCAVA. So these are the individuals who live overseas, have no intention of coming back to the United States, right? So they live in Switzerland, Ireland, wherever, but they are a U.S. citizen. So federal law allows them to vote in federal elections only. And there are in Pennsylvania over 35,000 of these what are called UOCAVAs. Only 6,000 of them are even military in that number. But of that, so even set that number aside, there are 15,500 non-military ballots, applications that have been sent out to these individuals who are not registered to vote. And again, the Secretary of State has said, oh, well, the federal law doesn't require it. That's not true. The federal law allows them to vote in federal elections only, but it then deflects to the state. So if the state requires voter registration, because not all states do, but Pennsylvania does, then you have to have them registered. So instead of directing the county, because I called our counties to say, hey, what are you guys doing when you receive these, right? Because you have to verify them, and they're not verified. Well, they don't have a way to verify these. So they just enter them into the system, and then it basically punts it to the Department of State, and they're handling those. And I said, but the law requires you to verify them.
Gotcha. Well, look, I am writing these down, and tomorrow, and keep us in your loop for upcoming developments. Very glad we talked today. And we'll get back to you to see what Al Schmidt says to me tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get more circles. But I'd love to know if he actually gives an answer. But usually what he says is, nah, no, she's wrong. Gives no proof. Gives no, like, gives some kind of bureaucratic response,
okay,
regardless of the law, and he won't have an answer. But I'll tune in to hear.
All righty. Thank you, Representative.
Right.
We'll let you
Thanks,
know,
Dawn.
Guys. We'll let her know, Dawn Kiefer. I don't agree with her on the other. We're here. We're yet another day. Swarm that office. Vote that way. We're here where we are. It's about winning. It's not about fighting that battle over again. Let me go to Dan. What's going on here?
I do have a order for special and preliminary injunction written and signed by Jeffrey G. Trauger, a judge. It reads, Dom. Order for special and preliminary injunction, and now this 30th day of October 2024, upon consideration of the petition for an emergency special and preliminary injunction of plaintiffs, verified complaint, and supporting memorandum of law, and after a hearing held on October 30th, 2024, the court is hereby ordered and decreed as follows. A. Defendants' actions in turning away voters who sought to apply for a mail-in ballot and receive one in person before the deadline of 5 p.m. on October 29th, 2024, violated the Pennsylvania Election Code. And
wow.
B, defendants shall permit any person who wishes to apply for, receive, vote, and return a mail-in ballot to appear at the Elections Bureau office and do so during normal business hours before the close of business on November 1st, 2024.
All right, let's break that down, everyone. Major stuff. And Dan, who do we have coming on here at around 2:30 or so?
Linda Kearns is going to hop on.
Linda
here.
Kearns, who was part of this, while he's in along to Henry, we get his name for tomorrow. We'll get him on. The noted federal attorney. This is the Whatley suit. And Dan, that means you can go in there now. You can get that ballot still, that mail-in ballot, and do it right there until close of business on November 1st.
Yes.
Which is Friday.
Okay. And I just want to be clear. I'm not a lawyer. But I read directly here from the injunction, Dom.
Right.
And Linda, being a lawyer, will have tons of details on this coming
up
here.
Wow. That is, Dan, I don't know. Well, ask her, does it apply today? I don't want you steaming over there. Don't go yet until we get from Linda Kearns.
So let me ask you this. We have to do Money Melody coming up, but this is really big news. Do you want to take a break here, come back with Linda, then after Linda do Money Melody?
Yes, okay. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
A ton of people, including a guy who knows these are not cops at the voting precinct, just hired guards. So we're exposing a big, big win. And Linda Kearns was a big part of this. That's next here on Talk Radio 12.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dan, breaking news. You announced it here. This is a huge win. I would argue probably the biggest win the Republicans have gotten, at least here in Pennsylvania, maybe nationally. Well, Virginia. Who cares about Virginia? We're in Pennsylvania. As far as telling us, and Linda Kearns will give us every detail, that a judge has ruled injunctive relief to stop what they did in Bucks County. Linda Kearns, in charge of voter integrity and coming on the Dom Giordano Show in Pennsylvania, has that niche. Linda, great work. What can you tell us?
Well, Dom, I promised you that I would keep you updated, and I was true to my word, right?
Yes, you were with Dan here. And Linda, I got to tell you, I'm surprised. It is the right thing to do. But I didn't think a judge would give us, as we understand it, what are we directing listeners now? They have tomorrow and they have Friday then, I guess at 5 o'clock, normal business hours to show up, get their mail-in ballot, and they can vote in person there.
Right. And I have my, we have our team checking to make sure that they're open now. We're not totally 1,000% sure about that just because this order just came down and I'm sure they have to, the Board of Election Office has to get ready. So I have our team checking just to make sure. So if anyone wants to go to the Board of Election Office, I do recommend that you call first just to make sure so you don't waste a trip. But the order does say that they will have to remain open until Friday at 5 p.m., November 1st. So that gives the voters in Bucks County two more days to go in, request a mail ballot, fill it out, and then return it right there. And I just want to caution people that this process does take time, and the time that it takes is what caused all these lines before, because you have to fill out the application, you have to provide it to them over the counter, they have to enter your information mm-hmm. in the SURE system and print the ballot out. So it's not instantaneous. It's not like you can just go in and they just hand you something over the counter. There's all sorts of safeguards in effect with the SURE system to make sure that only one person gets a mail-in ballot. So I do want to caution people that it's a process that takes time. So just plan accordingly. But what happened over the weekend, Dom, and over the last few days with this on-demand mail balloting, and I think I've talked to you about this before, I think it shows that when Josh Shapiro and Al Schmidt just came out with this process and encouraged people to do it, The counties weren't ready for it. And despite the fact that Al Schmidt talks about being a partner to these counties and giving them everything that they need, it was clear these counties were not ready, and it caused a lot of confusion, a lot of tension. I've been hearing you playing the tapes and the videos from the voters who were yes. really confused when the boards of elections would say, hey, you can't be in line anymore, or we're not going to service you anymore. I mean, that's not what we expect from our government. That's not what we expect from the, you know, election administration. And Chairman Whatley has been clear, and he was clear at the rally, that we're not standing down on any of this. We're fighting every single issue. And there's another issue that we're appealing to the Supreme Court today, Dom, and I think you're the first that I'm talking about this, and that is there was a case coming out of Philadelphia again, Dom, on the dating and the ballot issue, again. And it went up to the Commonwealth Court, and the Commonwealth Court ruled that for the purposes of the special election, just that happened in September in Philadelphia, that the voters didn't have to date ballots. So we're bringing that back up to the Supreme Court because we need to get clarity before Election Day. So we have, you know, teams of lawyers on every issue across the Commonwealth to make sure to keep this election fair and secure. And I want to remind voters of that because we are fighting for you. So what we're asking for you is to make sure that you vote. If you're in Bucks County, you know, contact them to make sure that they can offer those ballots today. But if not, the order does say they have to be open until 5 o'clock on Friday.
All right. And that means all these satellite offices, or is it the order toward one main office in Doylestown,
I think that people should just count on the one main office and
okay.
call ahead and find out. And if you can't make it to the office, then show up and vote on Election Day. Just make a plan to vote. That's what the most important thing is. Make a plan to vote, whether you do this. And please right. also remember, this is only Bucks County. In the rest of the counties, it closed as of Tuesday, except Lehigh County. They had to open it up again today only because there was traffic closures yesterday and people couldn't get to the office.
Well, I'll tell you the real important thing, how impressed I am here, and the fact that this is not like 2020. You were involved then, but, you know, we didn't know all this stuff and Zuckerbucks and everything else. I differ with you a little bit, though. It's Al Schmidt, who I think will be on, Linda, tomorrow. But it's also Bucks County didn't then press him to say, we need these more resources, you know, after Saturday, we're being inundated. I think they slow walked it too, and they put rent-a-cops out there apparently to block people off. It's Al Schmidt. But I think this judge said that Bucks County didn't come through here either.
Well, absolutely. And these election administration officials didn't send out the right message. And no matter how frustrated their workers were or how frustrated security was by the long lines, the message they sent was absolutely not appropriate. We've talked a lot on your show, Dom, about how precious the right to vote is and how seriously we take it. So to go to a taxpayer funded office and to have people start cutting, you know, saying this, that we're cutting off this line, or you should go home, or basically almost talking to people like their children, that has no place anywhere, especially in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So they were wrong about how they administer this. And these election offices need to understand that when they advertise this type of thing, they're going to have people coming to the office. And Al Schmidt said he would give them the resources that they needed. They should have followed up with him. He should have followed up with them. I mean, there was just really an election administration failure all around. And remember, we called out Al Schmidt on Monday. And when we did that, he did give the guidance tweet.
You
to the
got
rest
him.
Of the
You're
counties. Right, exactly. And when he did that, that helped voters in other counties, because people who were in line could cast their mail-in ballots. So that was really important. I mean, we were right on it when we realized it was happening. And he did send out that guidance to the counties.
Well, just between us on the Mount Rushmore, when we win Pennsylvania, where Linda Kearns is, I think you're tied with Scott Presler at this point, and you have the momentum at your back. What will Presler do to get back into that number one slot?
Look, Dom, all I'm worried about right now is all of these poll watchers that I've recruited and trained over the last 6 months with my team, the volunteer attorneys that I have recruited that are going to be at these mail ballot canvases. We're slotting everyone now. I'm still doing trainings. We can still use people. ProtectTheVote.com. We can still use people. President Trump wants as many people out there as possible. So we still need people. And if you have any issues at all, go to protectthevote.com. There's a way to report ballot integrity issues. And we are, as you can tell, we are on it. We have teams of people working on this. We're not getting any rest, Dom, but that's okay. We can rest after November 5th. So we're just nonstop. I've told you before, we're swinging as hard in the ninth inning as we were in the first inning. And this election could be very, very close. And we need every single vote.
Linda, thank you. Great job all the way from Whatley to you, to everybody involved. Wally Zimalong, of course, too. Thank you, Linda, very much.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, there you go. Here's what we're going to tell you to repeat this. Dan Red did. I have it in front of me. So they've ordered now, because of what happened in Bucks County, that you will be able to go, and it's a little bit unclear. You might want to call ahead. Doylestown, we know they have to do. Not sure about the other satellite offices. And be able to vote mail-in ballot in person. You can call today. We're not sure about today. Whatley will be coming up with Rich Cioli today, too, to talk about this. We had him on early. And in a million years, I didn't think a judge would do it and do it this quickly. I know we can complain. What about Delco? But you know what, Bucks County? It's not just Al Schmidt. It's you. It's the big two, the commissioners there. You just got slapped around here. What are the voters out there going to take a look at this and realize what they did here, the wrong of it? And a judge just did it. So tomorrow, we want reports from the front lines when you're going there. We want reports on Friday. Go tomorrow, though. Get this done. Get your vote in. Celebrate. Come over this afternoon. I'll be on with Rich at 4:45, but at 4:30, between 4:30 and 5:30, Jim Worthington, our buddy, the Knack, the physical fitness guy, is paying for people coming through the line there at the McDonald's out there on Street Road in Feasterville. I'll see you over there. I hope to be near the Friar. Dan, do you know we once had Rich, when he was starting out in talk radio, we went across the country, Pella Windows and Glass. He was in the win room. I'll bring that up with him today. I don't know what it did to his hair. We were in Iowa. He was good enough to do it live on my show. He was with us. We were touring
him.
The wind room. I think it was the wind room. Yeah, they blow the wind to test the windows and all. Yeah. That's his initiation into talk radio. That's what it's about. It's like wrestling. Okay. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
All right, we are playing today for a digital download of the Reagan movie. Dennis Quaid, you've heard us talk about it. It'll be out, available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital November 19th. It's a great film. Dan, what's your backstory?
Yeah, Don, today we're talking Showmans in honor of P.T. Barnum. And I'm going to play a song that was during the movie of P.T. Barnum's Greatest Showman, The Greatest Show, originally sung by Hugh Jackman. And Dom, this is the all-time best Masked Singer performance. I've fallen out of habit of watching the show with Maisie. But Dom, the clue today is this song's by someone that's a longtime mainstay in Las Vegas, still continuing on with a residency today. We want to know who the cover artist is today, a showman himself, covering The Greatest Show. Take a listen.
Your fever dream, can't you see it getting closer? Just surrender, cause you
feel the demon
taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flood.
He's a performer.
It's a preacher in the pulpit, and you find a potion. It's like the breaking at the brick of every wall.
If you get this, you really have a good ear. I had no shot. Dan gave me the answer.
So let's say, Dom, from the mid-2000s to the mid-2010s, he was doing that residency with a very well-known partner, very close relation to him, and then he just started doing a solo one recently that's going on today.
All right, get in, 855-839-1210. Of course, we'll continue with the side question, too, and celebrating. What a day to be out there at McDonald's. I don't care where you are. Come on over, support the guy who runs at McDonald's, support Jim Worthington, who's on the Mount Rushmore, too, along with Kearns and Scott Presler. What's Presler going to do to top this now? You got to text him and tell him, Scott, I think you're falling down a little bit here. This is a big victory, huge victory. Rich will continue to celebrate it with Mike Watley, the head of the RNC. 855-839-1210, that's how you get in. Hey, Philadelphia, South Jersey. Want to tell you that Diane Cardano is back with us. Message to all homeowners. If you're seeing those price reduce signs popping up everywhere, it's not the market's fault. If your home isn't priced right or staged to shine, it's going to sit and sit and keep on sitting. You don't want that. Diane Cardano, my great friend, though, has been helping homeowners avoid those dreaded price cuts for over 30 years. She's got the know-how to make your home look the best, sell fast, and sell for top dollar. It's smart pricing, expert staging, and creative marketing. A little investment and well-thought-out pricing strategy can mean thousands more in your pocket. Yes, thousands. So before you put that for sale sign up, give Diane a call. She'll help you make your house irresistible to buyers. Get it sold fast, sometimes in even just 2 days. Want to know more? Call her at 215-576-8666 or visit 215-576-8666. 8666.com to get a copy of her new book, Model Home Mindset. Don't wait. Reach out and get that home sold fast. 215-576-8666.
It's Dom Money Melody.
All right, let's hear today's clue. Who is covering this song? Quite a showman. Okay, let's go to Tom in Bucks County. All right, Tom, who's covering it?
It's going to be a tough one. I'll have to go with Wayne Newton or Garth Brooks.
That's a good, I could see Wayne Newton with that.
Trying to think of the second one. Both were wrong.
Yes, John and Conchi. John, who's covering it?
Hello, yes. Okay. I have no idea who's covering it. I'm going to call and see feedback.
All right, Joan in Jersey. Joan, who's covering that?
Is it Billy Joel?
No, it is not.
I'm going to say, Dom, a huge clue. The residency that he did prior to doing a solo one was with his sister.
Can I say a religious reference?
Sure.
Mormon.
There you
Let's go,
go
to Julio in media. Another election office. Julio, who is it?
Yeah, a lot of drama here. But, yeah, that being said, I think it's Donny Osmond.
It is Donny Osmond. You are a winner. Enjoy the Reagan film. Good stuff there. All right, let me go to Mike in Hilltown, who's been hanging in. Mike, so when I said I felt sorry for these cops, your contention is at the voting precincts they were hired guards?
No. So in Bucks County, at the courthouse, you have sheriffs. They're at the main courthouse. You have Central Bucks Regional Police Department, who do Doylestown Borough. The county also employs county security. They're armed officers, but they're not police. So,
okay.
Trust me, as a cop, I don't know any cop who's going to get involved in preventing people from voting.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, and Mike, I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because, you know, and I'd have to see the law state by state. But people do not like to see police officers, particularly Democrats, bring this up all the time, anywhere near a polling place, right? Because we know the intimidation type of thing. And these guys...
We're also prohibited from being 100 feet from a polling place unless we're requested in case there's a problem.
So, you know what these guys say, Mike, then they say, well, it's not really a voting place. They want it to be a voting place, it's a voting place. You're voting there. They say you're voting there.
Yeah. Well, they're not cops. And I heard earlier this morning on Kale. I heard it today. I heard it last night. I just want everybody to know those guys were not police. Now, they're just doing their job. I'm not going to besmirch them.
No.
But they're not cops.
All right. Well put then. But what is their ability then? You know, it seemed to me in some cases, particularly there was one guy, I'm not sure he was a cop or, as you said, Mike, and there was a lot of antagonism going on there. So what's their level of authority?
Well, they have powers of arrest on the property, I believe, of the administrative building. They also guard the old age home that the county, the nursing home that the county, they do a good job. They have their own responsibilities, but they're not sworn law enforcement. So, you know, you're driving down the street, blowing a red light, almost hitting somebody. They're not getting involved in that.
Mike, thank you for the clarification. Do you have a showman for the side question?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, thank you, Mike. Glad you clarified that. I do feel for them put into this situation. And it's going to be interesting. So as far as we know, the bottom line, and Dan's been inside this with Linda Kearns, is this. You might want to call over to the Doylestown office if you're thinking about going and doing this today, because we're unclear. I mean, this just came down moments ago. Literally, we have breaking news. But tomorrow... and Friday up to 5 o'clock, you're able to go to that office under this and get your mail-in ballot process and then have it counted or dropped in right there. Wow. What a benefit. I'm shocked. I really am. I thought we'd hear mumbo jumbo of days and all. This guy said, you got to be kidding me. But here's the ruling. You got to be kidding me. Let these people vote. All right. Ipso facto. Throw ipso facto in there. All right, writ of mandamus, throw that in there. All right, it's not in here. All right, the lightning round is next. First, if you're in need of a midweek boost, then FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, has you covered with the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack. Now, every Wednesday, like today, you can get parlay profit boost on everything from spreads to over, under, even player props. Don't let the weekends have all the fun. Take advantage of the Hump Day Parlays Record Stack. Who knows? It might just be your favorite day. Look at the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. Big deal on Wednesdays now, the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack. And if you're new to FanDuel, visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
You may have heard, Wawa has pizza. And right now, Wawa has pizza at a really great price.
Wawa has personal pizza for a night of gaming.
And it's only $6.
Wawa has pizza for when we don't want to cook.
And a 14-inch is $8.
Wawa has pizza for after practice.
A 16-inch to feed the team, $10. Right now, get a personal 14 or 16-inch Wawa pizza for just $6, $8, or $10. Wawa has pizza for all at a really great price.
Window Nation presents the 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight in partnership with the Travis Mannion Foundation. Listen the first Wednesday of every month as Kale and Company shines a spotlight on a local veteran, highlighting their remarkable commitment to the community and their exceptional service in the military. Presented by Window Nation. At Window Nation, there's nothing more important than giving back to the communities we serve. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com. That's windownation.com.
With so much uncertainty in the world today, you may find yourself wondering, is now even the right time to retire?
And so many people are waiting, and those folks are going to be waiting a really long time, I hate to say, because there's no perfect time. The market is always unpredictable and volatile.
Fortunately, Jim Cipriotti has been helping get people to, through, and beyond retirement for over 25 years. Each week, he wants to help give you that freedom to retire. Listen to Freedom to Retire with Jim Cipriotti, Saturday mornings at 9 and Sunday afternoons at 5 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Wawa's Hot Turkey is back, and it's bringing the comforting flavors of the season with it. Sink into savory stuffing, cozy up with sweet cranberry sauce, and relax into some warm, buttery mashed potatoes. Grab your pillows and blankets, because Hot Turkey is back. Plus, get your cozy craving satisfied from the comfort of your bed with $0 delivery when you order on the Wawa app. Try the Wawa Gobbler today in a hoagie or bowl for a limited time. Gotta have a Wawa.
Feel like everything's clouded by doubt? Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Our psychics are available to talk 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I love this song. I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried Shopping Jewelry Television? JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $40 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
All Dom Giordano listeners, follow Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
And that's right. The lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, get 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Dan, I'm trying to be calm in the remaining minutes, so you tell me what Al Schmidt
did. Yeah, it might have happened upon a misstep here from Mr. Schmidt, because about 2 hours ago, Al came out and addressed the situation that's happening in the counties. He just heard the breaking news that they're going to have to extend because of a judge injunction there. But this is what Al had to say about 2 hours ago. Take a listen.
The Pennsylvania Department of State has been preparing for many months for these days leading up to the November 5th election. Our team has been in close contact with our county election partners across the Commonwealth to ensure that they have the support that they need if requested. We know there is already a lot of mis and disinformation about Pennsylvania's elections, and it's likely to continue in the coming days and weeks ahead. Over the past 24 hours, we've seen several videos shared widely online that lack proper context or were inaccurate, leading to false narratives. It's critical that, at this juncture in the election cycle, voters get their information from trusted sources.
Okay.
There's more if you want it.
Yeah, Dan, no. Keep that for tomorrow. Yeah. You know what I'm going to ask him?
Yeah.
Am I a trusted source? I might throw in a few other sites. Is Dan Borowski? No, not a trusted source. Philadelphia Inquirer? We can have fun.
I'd like to argue, though. I mean, I don't think we'd have this kind of action that we saw today if those videos weren't posted out there on
X. Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think this judge, like everybody else, has to see the lay of the land and exactly what's going on. He sees these people just saying, get the hell out of here, 1:45, and it's 5 o'clock, you have until. And he says, you got to be kidding me. I mean, it seemed like it took him 5 minutes. Tomorrow, Wowie Zimalong, our guy, federal lawyer extraordinaire, will be on the show. He'll take you inside this. We'll continue to monitor. And tomorrow, if you're driving over there, give us a call. All right, lightning round. Got to be quick here. Pat in Lehigh Valley. Pat, who's the showman?
Yes. I'm choosing. They are showmen. And I have to switch a little bit. Thunderbirds.
Okay,
they made the news in Atlantic City. They drew lots of attention. They missed it.
Gotcha. Jeff's got a great one here. I interviewed this guy. Jerry in Wilmington, who's yours?
Yeah, Dom. I broke many a bones trying to entertain people, and millions watched as he tried to use his motorcycle rocket to jump over the Grand Canyon. That would be Evel Knievel.
I did call him Mr. Knievel in the beginning, Dan, for effect. Mr. Knievel. Let's go to Bruce in the Northeast. Bruce, this is a great one, too. Who's yours?
Hey, Dom. He would be that great illusionist and escape artist, the great Houdini.
Absolutely. And Joe of Exton with the first female today. Joe, who's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. My person of dynamic showmanship is the comic Joan Rivers. She was a smooth talker and could bloviate nonstop. Secondly, she was high-strung by nature, two qualities which greatly enhanced her appeal to the public.
Very nice, Joe. Well, if it's bloviation and high-strung, put me in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I got it all, as George Costanza would say.
That's like a walk-off grand slam from Joe in an answer.
Oh, right? Yes. That was a great one. All right, Henry, who did you like?
Yeah, I like Jerry and Wilmington's answer of Evel Knievel because no one's jumping over 15, 16, 20 buses anymore.
Well, you don't think Tony Orlando's going to do that?
Probably not. And then I like Joan Rivers at the end. No one does a red carpet like Joan Rivers.
And Dan, yours?
Joan Rivers, I like. I like Evel Knievel. And I'll also throw out Tony Orlando because it's so off.
I want to go with Evel Knievel on this
Jerry
one, though. Yeah, I really liked Evel Knievel. Put him in the hat. I'm headed off to McDonald's. All goes according to plan. I'll be frying fries. No, that's not the deal. I will not be wearing a hairnet. See you over there on Street Road. And I'll be on with Rich for a few minutes at 4:45 today. We'll have a lot more. But Rich has Whatley coming on, who was involved here in quarterbacking the big lawsuit. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.